What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. We got a special episode tonight. Bobby Steele of the Undead calling in. Let's get started with
Let
the Undead.
Tell you a story about how this all came to be. How I came to be the thorn on the rock and roll family tree. Every line you fit me, well, the story doesn't fit. Cause you're just looking for a sucker, and it don't amount to shit. We're all looking for the same individuality. I want to be different, like you and just like me. I sold a million records, and I'm still fucking poor. And you keep on thinking that I'm just another rock and roll whore. I played a lot of gigs, and I always got laid. I sold a shitload of records. I never got paid after 20-something years. I wonder what's it all for. When the man in the suit comes in and tells me that I'm great, then he tries to change me after taking the bait. After 20-something years of people slamming the door, well, it all comes down to being a rock and roll whore.
That was the Undead on Pogo City Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. I'm Andrew Bedlam, your host. We got a fun show planned out for you guys today. Going to have Bobby Steele, singer and founding member of the Undead, calling in to join us for a little bit. And when I say us, of course, I mean the rest of the Pogo crew. Let's say what's up first to my man on the mic and on the boards, Devil John.
Yeah, I took a little break to focus on some, golfing, chilling, catching up with my dad and shit. And sorry to miss out on the Pogo, but you know what? I am subscribed on iTunes, so I really didn't miss the party.
Oh, yes, and thank you for subscribing on iTunes, John. Remember, guys, yeah, please, subscribe, like, comment, all that shit. We're on iTunes, Podbean. We're everywhere. WPDG, Reading, Easton, Peaburg, still getting its legs underneath it. We do have our media player, though, now, where you can listen to the show live when we're doing it live on the Facebook page. So when we get going with these next shows, you'll be able to stream live right from there. But let's keep moving with the intros and say what's up to the rest of the boys, talking about Sean Bedlam and Josh.
What's going on, Pogo City Radio? What's up, Josh?
I don't know, Sean. I think I'm doing pretty good. I'm hoping that I get this voice acting gig, but we'll see what's going on.
A voice
Josh,
acting?
Josh,
I'm
going to
start
biggest,
by using the microphone.
The world's biggest Rick and Morty fan over here trying to do a fan episode. What the fuck are you doing, Josh?
I got an animator that wants me to voice act Rick. It may be Morty, but we'll see.
Yo, let's give us, right, give us a demo.
How about this? Yes.
Do Morty.
Do Rick
the
and Morty.
That's Sarah
plugging,
Bears, by the way.
Pogo City Radio.
Yeah, do more. Yeah, there you go.
Morty, you're a fucking idiot. You have to plug it into the other plug. I mean, you're the one who's coaching this whole scenario.
Oh, jeez, Rick.
Oh, Rick.
All right. So let's say what's up to the ladies talking about Sarah Bear and the lovely rude girl Jessica.
Hey, Pogo Land, what is going on?
Saying what's up to Sarah Bears. What's up, rude girl?
What's up, Pogo Land? How you guys doing out there?
You gals having fun tonight?
Yes, we are.
Now,
we always have fun on Pogo.
We're all getting a little bit. I'm pretty drunk already, to be honest. I've been sitting up here for quite a few hours drinking a little bit of vodka.
It's pretty hot too, so it's kind of like sitting in a sauna.
It's like
and
I'm
like
drinking my beer
and you get pretty fucked
out
up
immediately.
I know.
You guys got to drink quicker then.
Yeah. So
you don't want that because I'm a cheap date.
I love it when you get shitty, Sarah. You're fun.
Yeah,
you
no, she is, dude. She is.
There'll be some episodes. Sarah's not drinking. She'll be like, "Hi, this is Sarah," and that's it. She gets drunk. She'll be like, "That motherfucker tried to tell me."
Yeah, I know.
That
she gets all
mother,
this attitude
goddamn,
and shit.
God
it's Sarah, rude
fucker.
Girl. Then you
so we might be in for some entertaining.
I have
radio
four
later.
More beers, so yeah.
Is what
hold
you're saying.
On tight.
There you go. There you go.
Stay tuned.
But
find out what happens.
And also stay tuned, like Sakara. I said, for that call with Bobby Steele from The Undead. And make sure you guys head out to the Alternative Gallery, 2 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday, May 20th, for Totally Gnarly, Video Massacre, Sick 86, Admit Nothing, and Bobby Steele, former Misfits guitarist with The Undead. You guys won't want to miss it. Complimentary beer. With suggested donation, don't get much better than complimentary beer. So get there, be there early, $10 at the door. Can't wait to see you there.
Come hang out with the Pogo crew.
It's going to be sweet, man.
And bring your dancing shoes is what I always say. I don't care what shoes they are.
The Pogo
sometimes
shoes.
Are they your
sometimes
blue
boots.
Suede dancing
hopefully some
shoes.
Doc
Pogo
Martins,
shoes.
So you don't get trampled on
your
toes.
Blue suede. Docs.
Some
wing
tips.
Blue suede boots.
I'm going to bring
some wing tips.
I'm going to bring my tap shoes to the Pogo show.
Now, also remember the next day, Sunday, May 21st, in Bangor on Market Street, got the Murder Junkies playing with Hate Trash, Spine Chain, and somebody else, Clerical Error.
Clerical Error, yeah.
So
make
sure you guys get out to that. And, yeah, let's get to a little bit of Gigi and the, I guess it would be Gigi and the Scumfucks with Outlaw Scumfuck.
Pogo City Radio.
Yo, it is hot.
Everybody knows that I'm a scum man. They won't come and see me in this time. Everyone's afraid of what might happen to them, or if they'll even get out of there alive. Some fuckhead in the corner is getting too mean, talking about the way I look and smell. I guess he doesn't know that I'm the outlaw scumbag. Someone ought to warn him before I knock him straight to hell. Because everybody knows that I'm a scum man. I like sluts and whores and I don't care. You can say just what you wanna say about me, but if I hear you, I might just go knock you off your chair. Cause I like to drink whiskey by the gallon. I live on peanut butter sandwiches, I don't care. I spent some nights in jail in this old country. Everybody hates me and I just don't fucking care. Because everybody knows that I'm a scum man. They won't come and see me in my dive. Everyone's afraid of what might happen to them, or if they'll even get out of there alive.
That was Gigi Allen and The Bulge with Outlaw Scumfuck.
Outlaw Scumfuck.
Let's keep things rocking right along and head over to Britain to a little bit of Blitz 4Q. Pogo City Radio. Alright, alright, alright. Now that was a blitz. Hope you guys like that one on Give us a second here and plug our site.
Can we plug some other things too?
Yeah, let's plug some holes. All the girls plug left holes. All the girls left.
They
well,
did.
Then I guess we're not plugging
just
any holes. So
Mary
Pominer
five
shows?
Mary Pominer five friends. Yeah, let's plug some shows. Now you
Pamela
guys
Anderson.
Heard about the Undead and the Murder Junkies, but don't forget June 3rd, the Pogo Dance going down at the Sportsman's Cafe. Got a great lineup for you guys. Talking about Fragmented from NYC, Minor Setback, New Jersey. We got the Street Rats coming in from Syracuse. Twin English also on the bill. And another PA hardcore band. So make sure you guys come out for that. I think it's $5 at the door. Got some great drink specials going on. Trash cans for $7. Pitchers for $5. Draft beers, $2. Shots, $1.25. You heard me, shots. $1.25. I'm drunk at the boards right now, ain't I, motherfucker? All right, so let's see. We're going to get to another track real quick and see if we can get Bobby on the phones. Here's
Clip. I think he'd figure it out while I was on vacation.
Here's Clip 45 with Empty Days. That was Clip 45 on
the Clit Commander.
All right, and now we got Bobby Steele, founding member of the Undead and former Misfits guitarist. Bobby, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah, thanks for taking some time and calling us in before you guys start going with these good summer dates you guys got coming up.
Yeah, we're psyched about the summer.
Yeah, I mean, we got you guys come in, I believe, what is it, May 20th at the Alternative Gallery. It looks like we're going to have a real nice show there. We got you guys lined up with Video Massacre, Totally Gnarly, Sick 86, and Admit Nothing. So we're really looking forward to that show.
That's great. Yeah, we're looking forward to it, too. We played with Admit Nothing before. Those guys are really great.
Yeah, yeah. But Steve Sutter was here. He was talking about how he's played with you guys before, and he really enjoyed it.
Yeah, yeah, Steve's a good friend of ours. He comes in on the show sometimes here and there. But, yeah, that's great. Why we put him up with you guys. So, yeah, it should be a fun time.
Yeah, Steve's a good guy. We did that show, the Halloween show with him like last year.
Awesome. Awesome. So why don't we, like, real quick talk about now. Now, you were in the Misfits from what, like 79 to like 82 or something, right?
79 through 80. Okay. 78 through 80.
Now, that is, but you were still in the Misfits when you started the Undead, right?
I had a band called the Scabs before the Misfits, and we just kind of kept getting together every once in a while. And so when I left the Misfits, we just kind of changed the name over to the Undead and kept going.
Okay, all right. Now, that's pretty cool. Now, how did it, so you guys were just like another Jersey band, and how was it trying to be off on your own and doing your own thing now? How difficult of a transition was that for you?
Well, we were actually a New York band. I lived in the city, and Patrick lived in the city. Just one member lived in New Jersey still. So, you know, we were pretty much already, you know, pretty well embedded in the city and stuff, so it wasn't hard for us to get things started. Back then, it wasn't like a real lot of bands happening and stuff. So we just kind of, because we were also like kind of starting in a new area of town where they hadn't had like live punk rock shows yet, we kind of like were able to like make things happen pretty easily.
That's good. That's good. Mm-hmm. So how was it, how did Nine Toes Later come to be? Because that's your guys' first release, right? A 7-inch EP?
Yeah, that was Stiff Records that had been getting interested in us and contacted us. We already had some stuff recorded, so we showed it to them. They liked it just as it was, and we just worked out an arrangement with getting it released, and they put it out.
Yeah, awesome. That must have been really exciting for you guys. Did you guys do any touring for that?
We did a little bit. We didn't do a real lot at that point. We didn't have a booking agency working with us. So, we did a short tour just before the record came out. And then, kind of like, just when the record came out, I wound up in the hospital for a couple of months off and on. So I kind of, like, kind of put a little damper on things.
Yeah, well, that sucks. That sucks. So how long was it before you guys could really get back going fully then after that?
I guess it was actually a couple of years. It wasn't really until Actor Age that things really started going, like, really well for the band.
Now, that came out in, what, like, 89 or 90?
That came out like in 89, yeah. That's what I thought.
Now, what was the lineup at that time? Had you guys already been through some lineup changes by the time that came out?
Oh, there'd been like several lineup changes.
So, let's talk about...
I'm not really even sure who's on, you know. It was one different lineup on the record as opposed to like who was actually in the band by the time the record came out.
Yeah. So what about the lineup you guys have now? How long has that lineup been doing?
Okay, right now we got my wife Diana Steele on keyboards and guitar and vocals. We got Joe Stoker on drums, and for this upcoming gig, we're gonna have Johnny James on bass.
That should be a good time. Definitely can't wait for it. Now, was it a different lineup that recorded The Morgue the Merrier in 2015?
Yes, it's as that lineup. It's just me and Diana.
That's your guy's last release, right?
Right, yeah. Right. We're working on something right now. It's going to be called Having an Undead Summer.
That sounds cool. When's your projected release date for that?
Last week. But as recordings go, we've been held up on things, and it's almost finished now, so we're hoping to get it out like by August.
What format is it going to be coming out on?
7-inch vinyl.
Oh, that's sweet. That's the best way to do it. Any colors?
At this point, budget-wise, I don't think we're going to be able to do colors. We're just going to do black vinyl. But we got the cover art is being done by Tim Jacobus, who did the Goosebumps book covers.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
Goosebumps was totally my age group, too.
Some good graphics.
Yep. The Death on, too.
And that was completely what made. I didn't even read, like, any of them. I just thought the covers were cool.
The pictures and stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, the cover art is really amazing.
Yeah, definitely. So now, what was some of the more, like, highlights of your career, be it either with the Misfits or with the Undead, some of the bigger gigs you played or maybe some of the other bands that you shared the stage with?
Actually, I think some of our favorite gigs have been the ones in Tompkins Square Park recently.
That's cool.
What would you say?
Shonen Knife.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We got to do a split headline with Shonen Knife back in November up in Rochester.
Oh,
and,
in New York?
That was a really, really great gig, yeah.
That must have been fun. You guys got any good stories from that night? How'd that set go?
It went really well. It was this place called the Bug Jar. And the girls in Shonen Knife were just, like, really, like, you know, friendly and stuff. And we just, it's kind of unusual because they're such a poppy bubblegum band, but you got, you know, guys in, like, spiked leather jackets and stuff getting into it and stuff. So it's, It was just a really fun night for all of us.
Except on the way home.
we got a speeding ticket.
Oh, that's rough.
In the hearse.
In the hearse. Speeding ticket in the hearse. You in a rush to get somewhere? But
what's that?
No, I was just making a joke. Never mind.
Oh.
Man, what are you in a rush for if you got a dead body with you, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So
actually, somebody told us that if you have a dead body, they like let you go.
Yeah, right. You should have just been. Yeah, you did have some important things to get to then. Yeah, right.
Well, we did have two guys were sleeping in the back. We could have said, "We got to get these guys by life."
Yeah, that would have been cool. That would have been funny. But
last year we also played an A7 like reunion show with gosh, who was on that bill? I can't remember now. Antidote.
Oh, that's cool.
The A7 reunion thing. Yeah, that was really great because it was back at the old A7 place, which was like a little dive back in the days. Now it's kind of a fancy yuppie bar, and it was great just like getting to play there again.
Yeah, like more like a reminiscent, like, yeah.
Yeah.
So what is what other dates do you guys have? You guys got quite a few dates lined up throughout the summer, right?
Yeah, we're still getting some things lined up. We're going to be heading out to Chicago in August. What do we got in July? We got we're going to be playing Brian's Backyard Barbecue in Middletown, New York on July 15th. Auto Shrunk and Head on, was it the 29th, July 29th. We're going to be, the Laurel Hill Cemetery on August 12th.
Oh, that's cool. So you guys are going to be actually in the cemetery?
Actually in the cemetery. Yeah, they're like,
oh, that's awesome.
Now, what town's that in?
That's in Philadelphia.
Oh, in Philadelphia. Yeah, that sounds like it would be a lot of fun. You guys are doing something. Aren't you guys doing something on a boat or something, too?
That got canceled.
Oh. Any chance you're going to reschedule it?
Eventually, yeah. We're hoping to, you know, see something come together with that.
That should be fun. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea, though. I'd definitely be up for some, undead, boat cruise.
Hell,
I think you guys can really deck that all out.
Yeah, we're thinking about, like, there's some bands around here that do, like, these, like, cruises around Manhattan. So we're looking into, like, what that involves, getting into one of those things also.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
Flotilla.
Yeah. Well, do you guys got anything else you want to talk about before we get out of here? You want to, or any of the other dates you want to talk about or anything?
Hi. That's Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Diana. How you doing?
Good. We're psyched for this gig, so hope to see you. I guess, when is this? The 20th, right?
Yeah, yeah,
we're
the 20th. Awesome.
We're psyched as well.
We're psyched, too. It's the next day we got coming up, so we're really looking forward to it. We got you guys at the Alternative Gallery. It's a pretty sweet spot around here. I think you guys will like it.
Oh, awesome.
Good.
Like The Undead on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram.
Yeah, www.theundead.com.
Buy our merch.
Definitely buy the merch. Get some t-shirts while you're there. Pick up the new... The new Morgue the Merrier. When did you say the new one should be out? The newest one should be out next month, maybe, or two?
We're pushing for August. Right now. And, keep an eye on the website because we're going to be setting things up to take pre-orders pretty soon.
All right. Awesome. Yeah, we'll have to grab a couple on the Pogo City front.
Oh, yes, that's right. We've got limited edition undead skateboards. They're only available at shows.
Oh, yeah, I saw that on your website. That actually looks really cool. Yeah. And it's good because the alternative gallery is an art space, so there's all different types of art there and everything. The boards will look great there.
People are going to love that,
That's maybe good, man.
Yeah, maybe Mark will buy one,
Yeah, they already have sold out. They only made 50 of them, so half already sold out, so...
That's pretty nice, pretty nice. Well, Bobby, we really appreciate you taking the time to call in and coming out to Allentown and hanging out with us and playing with some of the great local bands and just still keeping the music alive after all these years.
For sure.
Thanks a lot, man. We really appreciate it. We appreciate the fans especially.
Yeah. All right, well, you tell everybody said hi. We look forward to meeting up with you guys.
Awesome, man. We'll be seeing you soon.
All right, see you later.
Okay, take it easy. Bye.
Bye.
The Casualties, Die Hard.
We're the funky punks. We're feeling we are real. The way we fucking feel, this noise is for real.
You know who we are. We're in the end.
Breaking it with soul. Don't like us at all. I'm the fucking beard. The fuck the fucking ear.
Are they punks?
I think so.
I think they're punks.
I think they are. They said it a lot in that song.
I don't know. Are they punks?
Apparently. I heard that. I haven't heard that song in a long ass time.
I don't know.
Well, I know.
I
one
remember
thing.
Buying that album.
Me too. Yeah, I was in.
I was in like 9th or 10th grade.
Don't age yourself like that. Don't stop aging yourself.
What? I'm a young buck. Yeah, you but speaking of the Casualties, have you heard the news? Saturday, June 24th, 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. Casualties, blank 77, QXTs, Nork. You will have to chain me to the wall. In the basement, in a cage, to make me miss this show.
You'll already be one of the people in my basement.
Wait.
So who's coming with
how
me?
How far can I go with this
bread and water
proposition?
Oh, we can have some fun.
I want to fucking go really, really
I'm just
really
throwing
bad.
It out there that it can be a possibility.
Are we talking about the basement or the, or
sir,
the show?
You're getting all the air conditioner, and I'm not getting shit, dude.
I'm sorry,
sweating
my
ass
tits
off.
Are blocking you.
But,
they're really
the
big.
Casualties. Blank 77, QXT.
Oh, that's
going to
be sweet, dude.
We caught Blanks there a couple months ago, I guess in January. Sweet venue, nice stage, dance party afterwards. Make sure you guys get there. I will definitely be there. So I know it's $20 in advance, I believe. They're pre-sailing tickets, so jump on that because this show's awesome. Blank 77, the Casualties in
it's like
York.
Two of my favorite bands right there.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like two of like a lot of people's favorite. Well, I know Jess probably and Andrew definitely.
Especially
oh, yeah.
from this area.
For sure. It's going
to
be sweet.
So why don't
we
get
excited.
To a little bit of new blanks? But before we get to the latest Blank 77, let's remind you guys about August 26th going down at the Alternative Gallery, talking about the punk block party with the punk rock flea market. Blank 77, the Parasitics, the Oi Scouts, Sick 86, Damn Broads, Clerical Error, and Video Massacre. So make sure you guys jump on this. More to be announced. Complimentary beer with suggested donations.
Yeah.
You got to love that. All ages show, 21 to drink. You guys won't want to miss this. We are going
to
have a couple more bands.
Party, 21 to drink.
No, it's not 18. It's all ages. All ages to party, 21 to drink. And
you have to be an adult to get the party supplies.
The party juice.
You know, the party. But everyone is welcome, but, you know, partiers, you know.
So make sure you guys come out
Garth.
To that. That's 707 North 4th Street, Allentown, Pennsylvania. Blank 77, the Parasitics, Sick 86, Damn Broads, a Video Massacre, Clerical Error, Road Sodas, and more to
Loving
be announced. We will be streaming the show live on WPDG. We might be doing the show beforehand. I don't know. This night's getting a little too extravagant, so maybe we won't be doing that, but we definitely will be streaming it live. So just get out there. It's going to be fucking kick-ass. Doors at 2 p.m. You guys won't want
to
miss this shit. So let's get to one
to
of Jess.
The board and get some live
one of Jess's favorites. Talking about some Up
go.
The Punks, Blank 77.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think of that?
I love this song.
Here's to the young punks that sing and dance. And to the old punks way in the back. Ain't got no money and never have. We play for beer and cash for gas. It's what we live for. It's what we bleed. So up the bar.
Gash.
And you can catch them with the Oi Scouts and the Parasitics August 26th. Let's do some of the Parasitics. Studs. And
she wants
stars.
To get hit in the gash.
This is a good
fucking
song.
This is a good one.
I'm
too
drunk to do this anymore.
A shot of whiskey, a margarita, and a Bloody Mary. I'm itching inside. My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store. I loaded up with alcohol. More specifically, vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila, more beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
Watch out, what the fuck out? All out of booze, so it's back to the store. They rebel, drinking is an absolute bore. Sludge and serve. Sludge and serve. Sludge and serve. Sludge and fucking serve. Miller-eyed life and a tall PBR. Gotta keep drinking since my liver's waged war. Stuck and stuck. Stuck and stuck. Stuck and stuck. Stuck and fucking stuck. Stop it, son! Stop it, son! Stop that fucking son! Study fucking jackets and 40s galore! We don't give a fuck, we want more, more, more! Stop it, son!
That was the Parasitics.
It's a good song.
Parasitics, they got a nice little weekend of debauchery, as I read it. Planned.
Yes,
for this
that's
weekend.
How I read it too.
I think what they're in
they're
Syracuse
playing
tonight.
In Syracuse tonight, I think. I saw them on. I was in Pittsburg for a minute or two.
No, Syracuse is the last one. I thought.
Let them.
No, I'm pretty sure they're on their way to Syracuse tonight. They're probably already there by now. Oh. I don't know how far a drive it is, but I saw them packing up their van because I was in Pittsburg for a minute. Josie lives like right by where I was going.
Yeah. All right, all right, all right. So yeah, a lot of fun this weekend. So
exciting
hit up
stuff.
The Parasitics Facebook because I don't know where the fuck they're playing, but they're playing all weekend.
Yeah,
so,
the Undead, dude. This weekend. So excited.
Undead tomorrow afternoon.
Sarah won't be
2 p.m. Make sure you guys get there. Alternative Gallery, 707 North 4th Street. Playing with Video Massacre, Admit Nothing, Sick 86, and Totally Gnarly. Got to get some Totally Gnarly queued up tonight.
Yeah.
But until then, why don't we go with a little bit of Defiance?
Oh, yeah.
Coming off No Future, No Hope with I Hate Everything.
Fucking morning, it's the same bullshit. Drive my ass out of bed or stagger on the fucking.
All right, now that was Defiance on.
I love Defiance.
Yeah, Sean is.
I'm actually wearing their shirt right now.
I'm wearing a Misfits shirt.
You're not suffering from violence anymore. Are suffering for fashion. Suffering for fashion.
I'm wearing a Sublime shirt that apparently looks like an Ed Hardy.
Yeah, it does.
It really does.
I thought your hat said Mountain Dew.
John's looking like Ashton Kutcher tonight.
No, are you going to punk us? Are we going to be punked?
You should have seen him when he had the studio cans, when he had the big-ass headphones around his neck.
I get it. Punk.
Oh, we are totally getting punked.
Are you wearing a Mountain Dew hat?
I get it.
Because if you are, I give you mad props, dude. Mountain Dew is a shit.
If anybody says Ashton Kutcher, I'm going to
shoot everybody.
Oh, shit, I said it.
Mountain Dew.
I won this hat from playing a game on my phone.
That's awesome.
You're so
rock that shit.
Fabulous.
It's all white and perfectly white and like black. Like it looks good
on
you,
dude.
You wear it well.
What were we talking about during that song? We were saying, oh, all right.
The relay race.
So, yes, there you go. So, Sarah.
Relay race.
Let's explain
relay
this
race.
Real quick to the listeners.
Relay race.
Before we get to Totally
It could
gnarly.
Be a big deal.
Listen, Linda, listen.
Linda.
Linda, listen.
She did this to me
Linda,
like
Linda,
a few
listen,
like
listen,
hours
Linda,
ago.
So Just thinks that she can drink me under the table. When
I know
it comes
I can. The girl gets drunk off two beers. Like,
you're
come
not
on.
Listening,
you admitted
Linda.
To being drunk
you're
off
not
two
listening,
beers.
Linda.
Let us off.
It's good beers, though.
But when it comes to Captain Morgan, I will whoop your ass.
All right, you know what?
So,
shots fired.
You know what, Sarah? It's on. Let's just say it's on.
Listen,
yeah, shots
so it's
will
on.
Be fired and
this
taken
is
later.
The tortoise and the hare, and I will be the goddamn
Ali and
tortoise.
Frasier, rumble in the jungle.
I'll be the hare and beat that
I
fucking
think
tortoise
Andrew
up.
Bedlam is going to put a poll up on the Pogo City website, Facebook, whatever have it, of who might win this relay race of
Captain
Morgan.
Rude girl Jessica all the way.
Because let me tell you how much Captain Morgan I have consumed in my lifetime.
Let me tell you
I can drink
how much I can open my throat to swallow that Captain Morgan.
That's offensive. I don't think you should share that.
No, I'm pretty sure it's because Andrew's cock is fucking huge.
Thank you.
Well, John's is just as big.
Thank you.
If not,
I don't know. I don't know about that.
All right, so let's get to May 20th.
Mad shit talking over
Saturday.
Here.
Saturday, May 20th.
Talking dicks over here, you know.
The
what
undead.
The
you know what I'm saying?
The undead at the Alternative Gallery. Make sure you guys get there. Opening up on tour right now, we got Totally Gnarly supporting their latest release, I Am Jack's Rotting Liver. And here that is now.
Just one more cigarette to smoke away our life's regret of where we are and where we want to be. Just one more!
and that was totally gnarly. Oh.
The most gnarly of
I am Jack's rotting liver. A nice little Fight Club reference. Fight Club? Fight Club? Now, we're
going to
get
to... What's the first rule of Fight Club?
Don't talk about
it. You fucking talked about it.
Yeah, you fucking broke the first rule, asshole.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Fuck.
Somebody break this guy's fucking jaw.
Now, let's get to another band who's also going to be playing tomorrow afternoon, 2 p.m. at the Alternative Gallery with the Undead and Totally Gnarly, and that is Admit Nothing. Here they are now with And Don't You Forget It on Pogo City motherfucking radio.
Bitches.
Yep, waiting for this puppy to load up.
Motherfucker.
That's what I'm doing. Waiting for this puppy to load up. That was Admit Nothing, and you guys can catch them tomorrow at the Alternative Gallery. You guys can head over to pogocityradio.com, read a couple articles we had with Admit Nothing. So make sure you guys check out that Allentown band. Great band. We've had Steve on the show before.
He's
Ron,
such a nice guy.
Yeah, Steve's
He's
a real nice guy.
He's also
going
to come on to Bad Luck Radio.
That's just the best way to describe Steve as a nice guy.
Yeah. He's been over here a couple times. I talked to him.
Yeah,
real cool dude.
And Steve
really
is
going to
be a guest DJ on Bad Luck Radio soon.
Ah, Bad Luck Radio.
BadLuckRadio.com.
Is he going to do a playlist for real?
Yes, he's really going to do a playlist.
Coming
I don't
into
know
the
when.
Devil's Den.
I think I'm going to do that on Saturday while at work.
Yeah.
I'm going to make my playlist.
Sarah Bear's going to put a playlist together.
Can
we
just call me Sarah, please?
Sarah.
I just want to be called Sarah.
But
I don't
see,
like that name.
But see, only...
Why?
Bear part, though?
Because she's turning into an actual grizzly bear.
Exactly.
No.
She's not, a cute bear
That's
anymore.
What my brother called me when he was about to beat me up, was Sarah
when
Bear.
When she
Fuck
drinks,
you,
she's a grizzly bear.
So
she ain't no cuddly bear.
We're, like, taking something that was stigmatic and
turning
it around.
Let's not turn a negative situation into a positive
nothing
here.
For
let's
nothing,
run
but
away
you're the one who told
it.
Us to call you Sarah Bear.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to say. It was
Josh, get off your fucking phone.
Listen, Andrew, it was a very, sudden situation that I had to come up with an answer for. And
no alcohol was harmed.
Bitch was not an appropriate
Sarah
answer.
Sarah Bitch. The bitch, Sarah. The
it bitch wasn't Sarah. An appropriate answer, I think.
Well,
because
then,
a lot of people call me bitch. At work, it's okay because apparently that's what
Sarah.
I am.
The bitch
but
Sarah
the works bitch. Just fine. I'm okay with that title. It works for me.
Okay.
Hey, I'm going to be in this mindset of
you
being
John.
A bitch until I beat you.
Listen,
with this whole shot
Jess,
thing.
I have one phrase for you. Fuck bitches, get money.
Oh, man. Now we're making Biggie
Someone's
references.
Here finally.
Somebody.
Who's here?
Somebody's grizzling out.
Who's coming at the end of the first one?
He's walking all slow and old like. He's like an old
song
on badluckradio.com.
Fuck
I'm looking for Sick 86 and I can't find the fucking track.
You say it three times.
Sean fucking sent it to
any of his.
Oh, it's Cat. What a surprise.
Yeah, you're a little late.
Here it is. Here it is.
I don't know.
All right. We'll say.
Don't talk
goddamn
shit like that.
Son of a motherfucker.
I'm talking
kind of.
Just asking about
too. All right. Well, I really want to play.
It's not that bad.
I really want to play Sick 86.
Bad. I cannot find it.
You can't find what?
I can't find Sick 86 sure? to play. So let's get with a little bit of Coxswain Platinum Blonde
episode.
That was Coxswain with Platinum Blonde on
Cocoa City Radio.
We got a special guest appearance coming from BadLuckRadio.com, my man.
BadLuckRadio.com.
We were just talking about having Steve from Admit Nothing on your show.
Yeah, hopefully soon. I got to get a hold of him, get him to set up a set list, and come guest DJ.
Yeah, well, you can come see him tomorrow with the Undead.
Oh, yeah. We've been pumping that show up on Bad Luck Radio the past 2 weeks.
Now, we had a special request for a Pogo City.
Wild card, bitches!
R.I.P. Wild card.
Wild
card, bitches! Or, I guess, Chris Cornell.
Yeah, what the serious fuck, though?
But we're not going to go with Soundgarden.
Or Audioslave.
Not going to go with Audioslave. We're going to go with a little Temple of the Dog and Hunger Strike.
Wild card,
bitches! I don't mind stealing bread from the mouths of decadence. But I can't feed on the powerless when my cup's already overfilled. Yeah. but it's on the table, the fire's cooking, and the farming babies with slaves are working. The blood is on the table and the mouths are choking. I'm going hungry.
Of the Dog. Now it's Pearl Jam and Soundgarden put together for their 90s smash hit.
Is well, that any was better for, than no, the last?
That was for the guy who also died.
Wait, wait, wait. Man, it's, everybody, it's quite is any better the last of the grunge
no,
movement?
No, because he's from California, technically. He wasn't technically from Seattle. He replaced the
Seattle
singer.
Seattle made him his home. They made him...
No, I'm just saying he replaced the original singer. That's what Temple of the Dog was all about.
All right.
Because the original singer had died.
But
right?
Can we backtrack and say that Eddie Vedder is the last of the grunge movement?
Well, we can
that's
say Dave
what I'm
Grohl
trying.
Then, too, if you want to go that route.
I will ride Dave Grohl's dick.
Right,
I love him.
The dudes from Sponge.
Oh, yeah. I love Sponge.
Or Candlebox.
And there was actually a bunch of people up there.
What about Jerry Cantrell? Does that count? No.
Well, yeah, sure, why not?
Is that
I mean,
I don't know.
If we're throwing Eddie Vedder
really
in there.
Yeah, but I mean, Alice in Chains, they're different than grunge
like,
to me.
They're
yeah,
trying
they're,
to be
well,
like...
all different. Grunge wasn't... Like, I, Soundgarden was more like anthem-y. Yeah. And, like, Nirvana was its own...
Yeah, I was going to say, Nirvana.
But they
in
all
that
sounded...
Dead,
can we
but,
all just calm down because we have Layne Staley in the room?
But,
who the fuck is Layne Staley?
Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
The Alice in Chains.
But they all
Lee
sounded
singer.
So different from each other, who, but
who
they got
they?
Lumped in. But they all got lumped into
I don't
that
listen
same grunge,
look at
even
that
though they all sounded so different.
In the corner. Does that
they all got lumped
look
into
like
grunge,
Lane
even though they all sounded
bit.
Different.
Sean, if you
yes.
want to be on the show, you got to yeah. sit like more than like 4 feet
Sean,
away from your
you
microphone.
I was told I look
the mic
like the
in
girl.
Your mouth and
hey, listen.
Listen
oh,
I didn't know we were actually on the show. Fuck. My bad.
Follow
you
along.
You have to
pay
pretend
attention.
Like you're doing fellatio.
I was told by several people that I look like the girl on the cover of the Blink 182 album. Fucking
Enema of the State.
Yeah. I think you could pull it off. Just do it. I think you're so sexy.
A whole lot of alcohol on that side of the room. All
right, we're gonna get
fuck
out of
you,
here
cat.
With one more for
Before
you guys.
This gets X-rated.
Going with
Let's
a
move
little,
along.
A little SFVD to close up the first hour.
That
of
sounds
Pogo.
Like an
you caught VD.
Somebody's
yes,
getting VD.
SFVD by the door.
Venereal disease
by the doors.
That's going to do it for Pogo City Radio. See you next time.
Pogo City Radio.